You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are checking in again here on RNIB Connect Radio with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hi, Elizabeth, and great to have you back with me here on the station.
Great to be with you, Toby.
We are returning to the topic of medicine waste this week, one which we have chatted about before. But, Elizabeth, there is new data suggesting how much is wasted.
Yes, I was reading about the National Pharmacy Association. Now, that represents community pharmacy over the UK. And they've stated that wasted medicine in England could fill 75 swimming pools per year.
Is there a suggested cost to all this waste then?
Yes, Toby, a staggering £480 million. Now, just think about how many new hips or cataract operations could be done with that money.
So, Elizabeth, what are the main reasons for all this medicine waste then?
Well, some patients are ordering medicines just in case. Clearly, you need to make sure it's just what's needed instead of being, well, I think I'll just get my extra medicine. But on the other hand, if more checks were done with repeat prescriptions, then that could reduce the number wasted. This is where we come into problems with resources. Unfortunately, until community pharmacists, for example, have greater access to patients' medication records, then it's difficult for them to suggest changes. Pharmacists working in surgeries would need to have time allocated just to reviewing prescriptions, and the same for GPs if they were doing this. Obviously, if you have a query about one of your medicines, your local pharmacy is the place to go to. They may have to refer the query to the GP practice, but it's a good place to start.
If we do take an unopened medicine pack back to our pharmacy, what happens to it?
Well, as soon as a medicine leaves a pharmacy, it must be disposed of. This is because it may have been stored incorrectly, or some packets that are returned actually have different medicine inside than that stated on the label, which is quite worrying.
What about all the medicine that is collected for charity or sent abroad?
Yes, the same thing. First of all, medicines must be in date, but it tends to be dressings and bandages that some charities collect. I have been told often it's much better giving money to charity than medicines, then the country can buy what is actually needed rather than random donations of, say, medicines.
Finally, Elizabeth, what is the message you want to get across today around medicine waste?
Medicines are precious. They need to be used only when required. I've often heard of someone giving their medicine to another family member or neighbour. They could end up with side effects, or it could be the medicine's totally inappropriate for that person, so please don't do that. Because I can prescribe antibiotics, firstly, I only do if absolutely necessary, but also I always emphasise how important it is to finish the course. Antibiotic resistance is becoming more and more of a problem. One day, antibiotics may not treat the particular disease because of resistance. Hopefully, our scientists will discover new medicines to combat the growing emergence of resistant bacteria. But if you don't finish a course of antibiotics, then yes, there could be resistance, and that could be a problem going forward.
Well, some really good advice there around medicines. And Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, do remind us of your website address where they can find your contact details and also more about you too.
www.elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.